Today, November 21st, is a very beautiful traditional feast day of Our Lady called the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin in the Temple. A lot of people confuse this feast day with the Presentation of the Lord in the Temple, which is February 2nd. This, though, was an ancient mass, an ancient tradition in the church, that when Mary was 3 years old, her mother, Anne, and her father, Joachim, took her to the temple and dedicated her to God. And then she lived at the temple, which was like a boarding school for girls in those days, from the time she was 3 until she was 15. So the tradition is Mary spent 12 years living at the temple with other young girls, other young virgins that their parents entrusted. So they're very similar to almost like a convent or a boarding school. And again, it's a very ancient feast that really goes back to some ancient documents that we found called the Proto-Evangelium of James, or the Gospel of James, which is not an inspired gospel. It's not one of the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But the Proto-Evangelium of James was an ancient document, and even though it does not, it's not inspired, it's not part of the canon of the Bible, it does give us some historical data. Namely, it tells us the names of Mary's parents, and that's been accepted by the church, Anne and Joachim. And it accounts of how Anne was elderly, she was barren, unable to have children, but they prayed to God that they would be blessed with a child. And she had prayed that if they were blessed with a child, the child would be dedicated to God and raised in the temple. And they were, in their advanced age, blessed with a young girl, and they named her Mary. And at the age of 3, they took her to the temple, and then Mary spent the next 12 years getting her education, reading, learning how to read the ancient writings, reading the Old Testament, obviously, probably memorizing it, learning it by heart. And then she got quite a wonderful education. Remember, Mary had no original sin. She was immaculately conceived. So Mary did not have a darkened intellect, a weakened will, or concupiscence, which are unruly passions. So Mary's intellect was brilliant. She had a peerless intellect. And so she was able to understand these ancient languages and study sacred scripture. And then after the age of 15, then she came home. And then most likely the Annunciation occurred at that point when the angel Gabriel came to her, asked her to be the mother of the Lord. So this feast day, first was a feast day in ancient Jerusalem. We know that it began in the year 543. And so in the 6th century, this feast day was celebrated in the East. And it's tied to the dedication of the Basilica of Our Lady in Jerusalem, which was destroyed by the Persians in 614. The feast day began to be celebrated in the West in the 11th century, and was officially added to the canon and to the church in the 15th century. So the universal church, East and West, has celebrated this feast day from the 1500s. And the main message that we should take from today's feast is the fact that Mary continued to grow in holiness. She continued to grow in knowledge and love of God throughout her whole life. Yes, she was conceived without original sin, but that her holiness did not end there. She continued to grow in holiness through prayer, through doing penance for the world, and by learning the scriptures and learning about the Lord. This ancient feast day also reminds us that Mary was to become the temple of God, the dwelling place, the sanctuary of the Lord God himself. So Mary was to become, just as she was raised in the temple, she was herself to become the temple of the Lord. For 9 months, she carried the Son of God within her womb. So she became a living temple of God, a temple made of flesh, but a temple far holier than the temple of Jerusalem. Let me just end with an ancient prayer from the writings of Saint Germanus, who wrote this prayer to Our Lady and gave it in a homily on the Presentation of Our Lady, this ancient feast day. This prayer to Mary says, "Hail, Holy Throne of God, the Sanctuary of Divinity, House of Glory, You are the jewel most fair, chosen treasure house of God, the mercy seat for the whole world, heaven showing forth the glory of God. You are the purest virgin, worthy of all praise, sanctuary dedicated to God and raised above all human condition, virgin soil, unplowed field, flourishing vine, fountain pouring out waters, virgin bearing a child, mother without knowing man, hidden treasure of innocence, ornament of sanctity, by your most acceptable prayers, strong with the authority of motherhood, to our Lord and God, creator of all, your Son who was born of you without a father, steer the ship of the church and bring it to a quiet harbor. In such a beautiful prayer written over 1,200 years ago. I'll give you a blessing with the relics of Mary's parents, St. Joachim and Anne, who presented her in the temple. And you can venerate the relics of Mary's parents after Mass. May Almighty God bless you through the intercession of Saints Joachim and Anne, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.